Thank you for joining the Path audiobook series, where we follow the life of Neo, an African girl who navigates the challenges and obstacles in her path of purpose. This is an autobiographical fiction by Dr. Muthoni Omukongo, and we hope you learn great lessons to apply in your life's journey towards becoming. Today's chapter, The Prophecy, is brought to you by CLC Kenya, an international missions organization with a mandate to honor God by making Christian literature and resources both available and accessible to all nations, so that people may come to faith and maturity in the Lord Jesus Christ.
One of the outreach programs in the 1990s was called Weekend Challenge or Weekend Revival in many churches. At 12, Neo was finishing primary education in a day school. Therefore, she was able to attend all the programs happening in the church. Traveling evangelists had come from Nairobi to minister the same revival that was happening in the city. Neo's family was hosting two young ladies who were helping coordinate the main speakers. The model was like that of Jesus when he sent the disciples two by two and told them to enter the homes that would open doors for them. The ministers would live with the local hosts, sleeping and dining in whatever conditions the host could afford. The sessions would start on Thursday or Friday evenings and culminate in a powerful session on Sunday morning and an open-air crusade in the afternoon. It was during one such Sunday session that the minister called all the youth members to pray for them. He prayed, prophesied, and spoke in tongues, and they could all sense the presence of God at that moment. While some people were simply crying out in the presence of God, others were falling under the anointing. Neo was in the crying group. She could not pinpoint the reason for the tears, but they were there, in torrents. The minister's words seemed to penetrate deep into her soul, stirring up emotions she didn't even know existed. As the tears streamed down her face, she felt a sense of release and surrender, as if a heavy burden had been lifted off her shoulders. It was a powerful and transformative experience that left her feeling renewed and closer to God than ever before. At the close of this powerful session, the minister looked at all the teenagers and prophesied some more.
I see a great minister of God's word here. You will preach the gospel to the nations. You will train and empower pastors.
So Neo opened her eyes to see who the minister was speaking to, as it felt like the word was meant for a specific person. She was so shocked to see his finger pointed at her. So she looked behind her to see if it was meant for the person behind, but there was no one. Neo and the minister locked eyes for a split second, and she knew, without any doubt, that he was talking to her. There was more speaking in tongues, then an amen. That was it. That was the entire transaction. Neo's heart raced with a mix of excitement, apprehension, and trepidation. The weight of his words settled on her, filling her with a sense of purpose and responsibility. It was as if the entire room faded away, leaving only the call to fulfill this divine mission echoing in her ears. The minister's words echoed in her mind, deep within her, and she knew the words to be true. She did not know at that moment that her life would never be the same again, that this was the beginning of a spiritual journey towards becoming, and that this encounter would shape her life in ways she could never have imagined. But these words conflicted with her reality on the ground. She was born into a business family, and they were good at it. Her family had multiple businesses with millions of turnovers every year. This was a lot even for that time. She was intentionally groomed to take over the family business after her anticipated college education. On this basis, it was wise to deem the prophecy misdirected. Her family and herself believed God had spoken, but that prophecy was meant for someone else other than Neo. She was so distraught that, for the first time in all the years she was in that church, she skipped the afternoon crusade session. Instead of dwelling on a prophecy that was not meant for her, she focused on her studies and honing her skills in business management. As she grew older, she realized that her passion for entrepreneurship was not just a result of being born into a business family, it was deeply ingrained in her. She started to envision creating her own path and building something unique that would leave a lasting impact on the industry. Perhaps own a bank, which she would name the Bullion Bank, that would fund God's work by supporting missionaries to go to more remote areas to spread the gospel. or maybe start a foundation to give grants to men and women of God who are doing noteworthy causes to advance God's kingdom. She saw herself as a critical supporter through financing missions and not through being a missionary herself. Otherwise, in her opinion then, she would have wasted the amazing entrepreneurial gifts and talents the Lord had given her. It made a lot of sense. So, her business route was inscribed on stone and sealed. She never considered or spoke of the prophecy again. A few weeks later, Neo felt a voice of God calling her to a greater depth like David describes in the Psalms. She wondered what the Lord was saying to her. She needed to be a child, to play with her friends, to be childish, and to feel she was entitled to a childhood. She yearned for the simplicity and innocence of childhood, longing to escape the weight of responsibility and obligations. At home, she was treated as an adult, running the family businesses differently from her older and younger sisters, Dee and Kanos. At school, she had a reputation to maintain as the intelligent one, so she had to work extra hard. And now at church, she has a deeper calling that would require her to move in a certain direction. She just wanted to live a simpler life than this. Was that too much to ask from the Lord she was so earnestly serving? She questioned whether her deep sense of purpose and devotion to serving God was hindering her ability to experience the carefree joys of childhood. She wondered if there was a way to balance her spiritual calling with the desire for a simpler life, where she could truly embrace her inner child without feeling guilty or overwhelmed.
We hope you enjoyed this story. We express our gratitude for following yet another episode of the Path audiobook series. Join us for the next chapter, The First Bible. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review at www.kenyaclc.org or on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Spotify, and other audio platforms of your choice. The social media handle is at CLC Kenya. May God bless you and enable you to wage warfare with the prophecies that have gone ahead of you. This way, you can walk in your full potential as ordained by God before the foundations of the world.